Well, let me share something with you. Here's a presentation I did, quite a while ago, but I think it bears repeating, at least an overview of tonight. Hamas in America. How many of you know what Hamas is? Hamas, of course, is the terrorist organization that a lot of us know is in the Gaza shooting rockets over into Israel. But how many of you know that Hamas is very, very active in America, but under a different name? Hamas in America. Here's an article from Daniel Pipes. In November 2003, the Israelis arrested Jamal Akal, 23, a Canadian immigrant of Palestinian origins, and a year later, he pleaded guilty to planning to kill Israeli officials traveling in the United States, as well as leaders of the American and Canadian Jewish communities. The same day, accused Hamas money man, we'll stick with the slide, guys. The same day, accused Hamas money man was arrested after authorities witnessed his wife videotaping Maryland's Chesapeake Bay Bridge from their SUV. The images captured by his wife included close-ups of cables and other features, quote, integral to the structural integrity of the bridge, end quote, according to court papers. This is an article by Eric Stackelback called Hamas in America. Given that Mr. El-Abarassi was recently announced as an unindicted co-conspirator in a scheme to finance Hamas terrorist attacks against Israel, you'd think the Bay Bridge incident would raise serious alarms. Indeed, if an American-based Al-Qaeda operative was charged with a comparable offense, the press coverage would no doubt be incessant. As it was, news of Mr. El-Barassi's arrest made headlines for a day or two, and then it all disappeared. This casual indifference to the threat of Hamas members operating within America is not only misguided, it is dangerous. Hamas has long talked of expanding its operations to include American targets and continues to closely align itself with Iran and Syria. Both persistent thorns in America's side. Wait a minute. Hamas, and you're about to find out, Hamas, under other names in America, likes to align itself with Iran and Syria. Iran and Syria. Well, in Syria tonight, who is in Syria tonight? Iran is in Syria. Russian troops are in Syria. We just heard that from Aaron last night, live report from Israel. So in Syria tonight on Russia's border, you have Iranian troops, you have Russian troops, you have Hamas there, of course, Turkey, and yet they also like to go after American targets. It's common knowledge, too, that America serves as a fertile base for Hamas-funded fundraising activity, and FBI agents have expressed concern that the group's operatives in America currently have the capacity to carry out terrorist attacks on American soil. Wait a minute. Now, this is an article back in 2004. Apparently, this is when the FBI was still working for America, and agents at the time expressed concern that the group's operatives in America currently have the capacity to carry out terrorist attacks on American soil. In fact, in an FBI affidavit filed in Mr. El-Barsaray's case, or however you say his name, Agent Sean Devereaux stated that Al-Qaeda has been enlisting Hamas members to conduct surveillance of American targets. But these revelations should surprise no one given Hamas's history of animosity toward America. Well, folks, this is from the 2008 Holy Land Foundation terror funding trial, the largest funding terror trial and funding of terrorism in America. And the following came from a Muslim Brotherhood document. Quote, "The process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Muslim Brotherhood," that's another word for Hamas, folks, "Muslim Brotherhood must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within." From within. So there you have it. Did you know that Hamas has another name? Hamas has the name of also Muslim Brotherhood. You know what other name we can tie Hamas to other than Muslim Brotherhood? CARE. CARE. Council on American Islamic Relations. But what did they say their goal will be, this Muslim Brotherhood document? It's the Muslim Brotherhood explanatory memorandum. And it was discovered, by the way, in the basement of that man we were just talking about when he and his wife were going over the bridge and filming, and they two cops going by noticed what was going on and whoop, turned around and pulled him over, found out there was some kind of warrant out for the man. They get a search warrant for the house, and according to the reports you can look up, they find some 80 banker's boxes. 80 banker's boxes in some kind of crawl space or something in his home. And in there, they find this document written by Muslim Brotherhood that their goal is to get Americans, and they go on to say this, to get Americans to use their own hands to destroy America. And how are they going to do that? One of the ways they get America to destroy its own hands is by political correctness. We can't say anything about Islam. That's Islamophobia, don't you know? And many say that some of these Muslim groups, actually the ones that created Islamophobia, the term, so that they could use it, like saying racist, capitalist, Christian, conservative, America first guy, racist, as the Marxists and Democrats do today, many of the so-called Democrats, not talking about every Democrat, but the Democrat leaders. White privilege, racist. Toxic masculinity, he's a red-blooded, patriotic American, racist. And so, one Muslim organization in the early 90s is said to have created the term Islamophobia. So anytime you tell the truth about Islam, they can immediately quiet people down, discredit, shame people, silence, racist, but instead they say Islamophobia. You have a phobia, an unreasonable fear or phobia about Islam. You're mentally unstable because you have this unreasonable phobia. There's nothing to fear about Islam. It's a religion of peace, don't you know? But by peace, what do they mean? When Islam is dominant, when you have submitted and surrendered, then there will be peace. Well, their own document, the explanatory memorandum, went on to say, we'll get Americans to use their own hands to destroy their own country. Here it is. The process of settlement is a civilizational jihad process with all the word means. Destroy it from within. And sabotaging its miserable house. What did it say? Eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands. And the hands of the believers. We must possess a mastery of coalitions, the art of absorption, and the principles of cooperation. And don't they do that today? A mastery of coalitions? The red-green axis. The red being Marxism. The green being the Islamic flags with the jihadi flags with the green in their Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan. Go look at the green in their flags. Coalition, red-green axis. How about this? How about a mastery of coalitions includes your police department, your sheriff's department, sadly, where they have done interfaith dialogue. One of the leading scholars for the Muslim Brotherhood, Syed Qutb, he said, he's dead now, but he said that interfaith dialogue was one of the leading tactics of the Muslim to bring the non-Muslim to our side, not the other way around. And so they convert you through, well, don't we all just want to get along? Don't we all just want to get along? We really worship the same God, don't you know? Can't we all get along? We all worship the same God. Wrong-o. The God of the Bible is not the God that's described in the Quran. It's not. The God of the Bible had a son. He was God incarnate. He was fully man, fully God. Deity of God, deity of Christ, I should say. Laid down his life as a ransom for sinners, to those who place their faith and trust in Christ. Resurrected on the third day, Allah, folks, would never have a son. And Allah would never take on the form of a man. And Allah would never lay down his life for anyone. You don't believe me? Then you don't know what the Quran says about the character and nature of Allah. We don't worship the same God. We don't worship the same God. But they'll tell you that, and they know they're lying, because they can do that. That's called taqiyya. They can lie to you, the infidel. So they carry out interfaith dialogue. Well, can't we all get along? After all, we all worship the same God. No, we don't. And pretty soon, your police departments have been brainwashed into the political correctness of surrendering to Islam. Well, we can't say anything about Sharia. We can't say anything about when they want to sound the call to prayer five times a day downtown in our cities. We don't want a football coach praying quietly at the 50-yard line at the end of a game. Thankfully, the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can actually do that. But courts have ruled, no, we can't have that. But you can blare out the call to prayer for the local mosque where they're taught jihad, cultural jihad, civilizational jihad, real jihad, where they can actually be taught things that involve overthrowing the government, overthrowing America, overthrowing our constitutional republic for Sharia Islamic law. And I didn't say Sharia law because that would be to be saying law, law. You don't say law, law. Sharia means law. It's Sharia. Don't say Sharia law, say Sharia. And by Sharia, I mean Islamic law. And so now our police departments, our sheriff's departments are told, well, we can't look that way. We can't investigate what they're doing. We can't wonder what they're doing and bringing into that mosque and stockpiling in that mosque, even though we have found military-grade weapon in mosques all over the world and even in France. Police in France closed down, the government in France closed down several mosques after a bunch of bombings. And they went in there, and you'll find the reports, it's public information, and found a bunch of military-grade weaponry in these mosques. But we can't do that. We've been too politically correct in our indoctrination. And thereby now, with this coalition or mastery of coalitions, which include your police department, your sheriff departments, your pastors, your religious community, interfaith dialogue, they are destroying our country and they're using our own hands to do it from within. 2015, Executive Director of Council of American Islamic Relations, which is CARE, said, Black Lives Matter is our matter. Black Lives Matter is our campaign, of course. In his book, Revolutionary Islam, Carlos the Jackal declared, only a coalition of Marxists and Islamists can destroy the U.S. Only a coalition of Marxists and Islamists can destroy the U.S. Here's a headline from back in 2018. Muslim woman elected to Congress wraps in Palestinian flag. Rashida Tlaib, folks. She didn't wrap herself in the American flag. She wrapped herself in the Palestinian flag. Look at that green in that Palestinian flag. The red-green axis. Look at the Palestinian Liberation Organization, their map. Does not even include the existence of Israel. You see Israel anywhere? You see Israel anywhere, folks? Doesn't even include the existence of Israel. Jewish Virtual Library says the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mohammed Abbas, is also head of its dominant faction, Fatwa. The word Fatwa is a reverse acronym of the Arabic meaning conquest by means of jihad. Okay? So there, he is the head of its dominant faction, Fatwa. The word Fatwa is reverse acronym of the Arabic word you see there, meaning conquest by means of jihad. The Fatah flag features a grenade with crossed rifles superimposed on the map of Israel. This emphasizes the dedication of Fatah, along with other so-called liberation groups, to the armed struggle against Israel, which is a euphemism for terrorism against civilians. Now, you think Fox News is going to tell you this? Look at the rifles and the grenades. Muslim representative Rashida Tlaib praises Mohammed at Hamas CARE reception. Wait a minute. Hamas CARE reception. Why did Pamela Geller, my friend Pamela Geller, why did she say Hamas-Care? Because they're the same. They're connected. You don't have to believe me. The federal government said this kind of stuff in their federal trial in 2008. The Holy Land Foundation trial. The ADL asked Rashida Tlaib, I think it's probably the Anti-Defamation League, asked Rashida Tlaib to explain a photo with a man who praised Hamas and Hezbollah. The Anti-Defamation League wants Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to explain a photo of her posing with a man who has likened Zionists to Nazis and who has praised terrorists. What's a Zionist? A Zionist is someone who believes in the historical and legal right of the Jews to live and prosper in the land. That's a Zionist. Online, I get often accused, Brandon House, he's a Zionist. Yeah, I am. But actually, I'm not. I'm a Christian Zionist, as I said last night. I'm a Christian Zionist. What's the difference? Some that are Zionists don't hold to their views about Israel because of any religious belief. They just believe historically the land has belonged to the Jewish people, making them a Zionist. They supported the establishment of the Jewish state officially once again in May of 48. They're Zionists. And many of the men that were for this in America and in Great Britain were not doing it from a Christian perspective. So they're just flat-out Zionists. I, on the other hand, am a Christian Zionist. I come to this not only through the historical right of the Jews to the land, but I understand the biblical covenant God has with the Jewish people. Therefore, I'm a Christian Zionist. And this man that Rashida Tlaib has been with has compared Zionists to Nazis. Days ago, Rashida Tlaib was photographed at an event with Habas Hamida. I don't even care if I'm saying his name right. A man who has praised terrorist groups, Hamas and Hezbollah. And equated Zionists with Nazis. This is the ADL CEO who said this. Here's the Hamas leader. We have the video of this, but here's the screenshots. Even Hitler hated them, speaking about the Jews. Loathed them. Got rid of them. However, everything people say about massacres and Holocaust, these are all lies. So he's a Holocaust denier, this Hamas leader. Look at his terrorist headgear he's wearing. Rashida Tlaib refuses to condemn Antifa, Hamas, Sharia law, should just be Sharia, female genital mutilation, all in the same day. Article by my friend Laura Loomer. Ilhan Omar urges release of jailed Muslim Brotherhood leader, report says. Representative Ilhan Omar advocated on Tuesday for releasing a senior member of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood, which is designated by several nations as a terrorist organization. Which, but by the way, folks, they get lots and lots of time with members of Congress on Capitol Hill. Lots of time. In 2016, Omar asked U.S. District Judge Michael J. Davis for leniency and compassion in the sentencing of, quote, 9 Minnesota men charged of planning to join ISIS, end quote, Fox 9 reported. Quote, the best deterrent to fanaticism is a system of compassion. We must alter our attitude and approach if we truly want to affect change. We should refocus our efforts on inclusion and rehabilitation, end quote. That's what Omar wrote in her letter to the judge. Quote, a long-term prison sentence for one who chose violence to combat direct marginalization is a statement that our justice system misunderstands the guilty, end quote. Really? You're going to justify their joining ISIS because we misunderstand one who chooses violence to combat direct marginalization? How are they marginalized? Here's Ilhan Omar speaking with one of the leaders of CARE, Florida Chief Executive of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE is Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, Hamas, they're all tied together. Ilhan Omar, CARE formed because Muslims were targeted after some people did something on 9/11. This is how silly this little woman is, Ilhan Omar. CARE was started in, I think, 1994. We're going to find out in a minute. Okay, 1994. CARE was going before 9/11. 9/11 happened in 2001, right? September 11, 2001. CARE, I think, was formed, if I remember off the top of my head, in 94. So CARE was not formed after 9/11, Ilhan. Here she is at an Islamic Relief banquet. And speaking with these people, again, tied back to some of these very organizations we're warning about. Islamic Relief has been found to have connections to funding terrorism and Islamic extremists. A Swedish government report named the organization, listen now, as a front for the Muslim Brotherhood. But who's speaking? Ilhan Omar. There she is wearing her hijab. That's part of Sharia. Wear your hijab. Cast your eyes downward so you're not molested. You American women, you get in the cab with these Middle Eastern men. You're wearing your blue jeans and your shorts, your crop tops. You're not wearing a hijab. And you look them in the eye and you talk to them and you're saying, oh, I want to get romantic. That's what they say. That's what they see. Because they're told if you're not wearing a hijab and you're not covered and you don't cast your eyes downward, then you're asking for it. You're wanting to be molested. So she's speaking for this group, Islamic Relief Banquet, which the Jerusalem Post has said is a front. A Swedish government report named the organization as a front for the Muslim Brotherhood, which is Hamas, folks. Here's this guy, Omar Barhahati, or whoever you say his name. Again, maybe they find it insulting. I don't know how to say their name. I hope they do. But I'm not going to learn because I don't really care. He's the co-founder of BDS. What's BDS? Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions. BDS, Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions. What are they calling for? Boycotting, taking away all of your investments in anything Israeli. So divest yourself of any investment in anything Israeli or the Jews are involved in. Boycott, divest, and then sanction them. Punish them. Penalize them. Cut them off. Don't let them prosper. U.S. funding site suspends BDS account over alleged terror ties. Boycott campaign removed over complaint that notes its affiliation to umbrella group of Palestinian factions, including, wait for it, Hamas and Islamic Jihad. BDS? Really? Connected back to Hamas and Islamic Jihad? You don't say. So here we go. Well, I did have it right. Look at that. CARE 94. Muslim Brotherhood was founded in 1928. Who founded Muslim Brotherhood, folks? Albana. Albana founded Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. Muslim Brotherhood founded Hamas in 1987. That would be their terrorist wing. And they funded CARE in 94. That's their civil rights. That's their, we're wearing our ties and talking about liberty and freedom and everybody getting along and love and tolerance. That's our front. That's our civil rights group. That's our, we love everybody, want to get along. That's our front group. CARE. No. We don't want you to talk about Hamas. No, we don't want you to talk about the fact Muslim Brotherhood was involved in the largest funding trial, Holy Land Foundation trial. We don't want you to talk about the fact that Muslim Brotherhood had a tradition of working with Adolf Hitler. Oh, here we have Muslim Brotherhood founder in 1928, Albana right there. The Swords of Islam. In 1934, Muslim Brotherhood founder Albana wrote, "It is a duty incumbent on every Muslim to struggle towards the aim of making every people Muslim and the whole world Islamic, so that the banner of Islam can flutter over the earth and the call of the muezzin can resound in all the corners of the world." They can call out the calls to prayer five times a day. Here's the Muslim Brotherhood, al-Husseini, Muhammad Amin al-Husseini. He was the religious Islamic leader, the Grand Mufti, if you will, the Grand Mufti of Palestine. And he comes to Germany, and he got an apartment in Berlin, and he said, "I'll work with you, Hitler. We have a common enemy, the Jews. Together we can exterminate the Jews." So Hitler gives him an apartment in Berlin, and he starts broadcasting on the radio in Arabic, calling the Muslims of the world to come join Hitler and him to exterminate the Jews. Here's the Muslim Brotherhood and their work with Nazi Adolf Hitler. Look at al-Husseini giving the Nazi salute. Look at these men. Many of them are Bosnian Muslims wearing their little red fez. There's a close-up. Look at the little red fez they're all wearing. Here he is, 1943, visit to Bosnia. Al-Husseini, surrounded by all his little SS buddies. See those guys wearing the red fez in the back there? They're with him. I'm going to show you a close-up in a minute. Here they are, Muslim training at Nurahammer in November of 1943, doing the call to prayer. Here's Bosnian Muslims wearing the Nazi uniform, studying about Islam and Judaism, it looks like. Notice the little red fez. You want to see that up more close? Right there, look what's on their lapels. What is that on their lapels? Look at that one to the far right. You can see it, can't you? More closely up, you can see right there on that guy on the who's holding that cigarette at the far left. A swastika and the sword of Islam. He Al-Husseini, recruited thousands of Muslims to wear the Nazi uniform to help kill the Jews. This is the Shriner's hat. Isn't this interesting? The hat those guys are wearing, they got a skull on there. It looks like the eagle, maybe the Nazi eagle, but they're wearing their uniform with the Nazi symbol, the swastika and the sword of Islam. And doesn't that look, they got the little red fezes as well. Doesn't that look awfully similar to the hat the Shriners wear? Sword of Islam, the crescent moon? Yeah, because that is all based on doing what? The murder of Christians and then dipping their Islamic hats into the blood of the Christians. And now the Shriners wear it. And what is a Shriner? A Shriner is a Mason. Not all Masons are Shriners, but all Shriners are Masons. Can I say that again? Not all Masons are Shriners, but all Shriners are Masons. Shriners are the highest level you can reach in Freemasonry. And at that level, they're swearing an oath to Allah. Go look it up. Don't take my word for it. And isn't it interesting that many, many, many Southern Baptists in America, the largest Protestant denomination, many Baptist pastors and deacons are Masons. Some of them are Shriners. And yet we see more and more interfaith dialogue and the promotion of it coming out of the Southern Baptist Convention and other church denominations as well, where their pastors and deacons and elders are Masons and Shriners. And yet you wonder, well, why are they also willing to kumbaya an interfaith dialogue with the Islamists who do not worship the same God as Christians? Hate the Christians, hate the Jews. Because some of their own leaders, pastors and elders and deacons are Masons, and many of them are Shriners. And they've already been brainwashed into this demonic system and swear an oath at the highest levels of the Freemasonry, which is the Shriners, to Allah. Go look it up. Here's the Muslim Brotherhood and their work with Nazi Adolf Hitler again. The Grand Mufti, said to be touring Auschwitz in 1943. So you got Muslim Brotherhood founded in 1928. You've got Hamas founded in 87. You got CARE founded in 1994. Here's what one Japanese writer wrote. I love this. If you are so sure that Palestine, the country, goes back through most of recorded history, I expect you to be able to answer a few basic questions about that country of Palestine. Because after all, I'll let you know, the land belongs to the Palestinians. The Grand Mufti of Palestine, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, we've got to liberate Palestine from the Jews who are occupiers, who stole the land. And so this Japanese writer says, wait a minute, I expect you to be able to answer a few basic questions about the country of Palestine. Number one, when was it founded and by whom? Two, what were its borders? Three, what was its capital? Four, where were its major cities? Five, what constituted the basis of its economy? Six, what was its form of government? Seven, can you name at least one Palestinian leader before Arafat? Can you? Name me one before Arafat. Was Palestine ever recognized by a country whose existence at the time or now leaves no room for interpretation? Nine, what was the language of the country of Palestine? 10, what was the prevalent religion of that country of Palestine? 11, what was the name of its currency? Choose any date in history and tell me what was the approximate exchange rate of the Palestinian monetary unit against the U.S. dollar, German mark, GB pound, Japanese yen, or Chinese yuan on that date? And 12, and finally, since there's no such country today, what caused its demise and when did it occur? You are lamenting the low sinking of a one proud nation. Please tell me when exactly was that so-called nation proud and what was it so proud of? Here, you see all these Islamic nations, and that little yellow sliver is Israel. But hey, wait a minute, Israel has stolen the land from the Muslims. They have stolen Muslim land. And yet here they are surrounded by all these Arab nations, predominantly Islamic. Remember I showed you earlier, the PLO map doesn't even include Israel. Netanyahu, article, Jerusalem Post, back in 2019, archaeology, DNA proved Palestinians not native to land of Israel. There's no connection between the ancient Philistines and the modern Palestinians, whose ancestors came from the Arabian Peninsula to the land of Israel thousands of years later. That's what Netanyahu tweeted, and he's right. The Philistines and the modern Palestinians, they have no connection. A Roman emperor wanted to insult the Jews, knowing that their great enemy was the Philistines, so he said, we'll call this Palestine. Then along comes Arafat, says, we're of Palestinian, this is my land. No, there is no DNA, there's no historical record that shows any connection between the Philistines and the modern-day Palestinians. Look at this. A new study of DNA recovered from an ancient Philistine site in the Israeli city of Ashkelon confirms what we know from the Bible, that the origin of the Philistines is in southern Europe. The Bible mentions a place called Kafatar, which is probably modern-day Crete. There's no connection between the ancient Philistines and the modern Palestinians whose ancestors came from the Arabian Peninsula to the land of Israel thousands of years later. Yep. But how many people know what I just told you? How many people you know what I just told you about the so-called Palestinians and the Philistines? Here again, Muslim Brotherhood leader with Hitler. Did you know that Mein Kampf was translated into Arabic as My Jihad by the Muslim Brotherhood in the 1930s as they united to support Hitler in the extermination of the Jewish people? Here, Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, distributed by the Palestinian Authority in 2003. In 2003, I can show you the Palestinians still distributing the propaganda of Adolf Hitler. And yet we're the Nazis. The Zionists are the Nazis. No, we're not. I could pick up on this on another night, but I'm trying to tell you this group, Hamas, they're in America. You just don't know them by that name. You know them probably by Muslim Brotherhood or CARE. And they have united up with the red of the Marxists, the red-green axis. And they have penetrated all branches of our government and even into most of our religious institutions today. And in fact, a few years ago, two retired people from the CIA told me over my dinner table in my home, the Muslim Brotherhood know they need to penetrate one more group, evangelicals. And they've penetrated every power center in America. My friends, they pretty much have accomplished that goal. And very few people know what I'm talking about, and that's how you lose wars. If you like what we're doing, we need your support. MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. Thanks for watching. Take care.